This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Donald Trump was whisked off the stage at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania, after apparent gunshots rang through the crowd. Trump was showing off a chart of border crossing numbers when bangs started ringing through the crowd.
If you want to really see something that said, take a look at what happened.
Trump could be seen reaching with his right hand toward his neck. There appeared to be blood on his face. He quickly ducked behind the riser as agents from his protective detail rushed the stage and screams rang out from the crowd. Butler County District Attorney Richard Goldinger said in a phone interview with the Associated Press that the suspected gunman was dead and at least one rally attendee was killed. In a statement, Trump said he is, quote, fine, and says he is being checked at a medical facility. The White House says President Joe Biden has been briefed on the incident. Hamas's military leader Mohammed Deif was the target of another Israeli strike on Saturday in Gaza, according to the Israeli military. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has the story.
An Israeli strike on Khan Yunis in Gaza on Saturday that Palestinian officials said killed dozens was targeting Hamas's 58-year-old military leader Mohammed Deif. That's according to the Israeli military, which said it is still assessing the result of the strike, which Hamas said was not targeting its leaders. An Israeli security source said he is one of the planners of the October 7th raid on Israel. He rose up the Hamas ranks over 30 years, has topped Israel's most wanted list for decades, and is held personally responsible for the deaths of dozens of Israelis in suicide bombings. Deif has survived at least seven Israeli assassination attempts.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. For pictures, video stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And for additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials say the collapse of a school in northern Nigeria leaves 22 students dead. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks has more.
The Saints Academy College in Plateau State collapsed shortly after students, many of whom were 15 years old or younger, arrived for classes, shortly after emergency services were deployed to the scene. State Governor Caleb Mutfwang has said the collapse is a wake-up call.
Not only are we going to investigate the reasons behind the collapse of that building, we are going to extend our searchlight, we are going to beam our searchlight on all such schools and make sure that they do not endanger anybody's lives in the future.
Building collapses are becoming common in Nigeria, with more than a dozen such incidents recorded in the last 2 years. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Delta Airlines is changing its employee uniform policy following a social media user's outrage over two flight attendants photographed wearing Palestinian flag pins. The uproar over the July 10th post that describes the Palestinian pins as, quote, Hamas badges, prompted Delta to ban its employees from wearing pins representing any country or nationality besides the U.S. The new rule will take effect Monday. Both the attendants captured in the post were in compliance with Delta's previous policy, giving employees more flexibility with uniform accessories. Rwandan President Paul Kagame wrapped up his re-election campaign Saturday, 2 days before voting takes place on Monday. The incumbent faces two opponents who say he has overstayed. Kagame tells reporters that his supporters want him to run for another term. VOA's Nairobi bureau chief Mariama Diallo reports.
Kagame faces two other candidates, including the Democratic Green Party's Frank Habineza. Habineza told VOA he's successfully campaigned in most of the 30 districts across the country recently, and voters have been more enthusiastic this time around.
I'm giving them hope that at least after the 30 years, we need something different.
Kagame joked at the news conference that he never wanted to be president, saying that it was his party that insisted he get into the race in 2000. Decades later, his supporters tell him they want him to run for another term.
You know, these people who made to be president are telling me they still want me to be president.
Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Kigali, in Rwanda.
Rescuers who helped free more than 100 dolphins from the Cape Cod shoreline say they've confirmed the mass stranding that began June 28th was the largest involving dolphins in U.S. history. Officials at the International Fund for Animal Welfare said there were two prior events on record in Hawaii and the Florida Keys where dolphin species were observed circling in shallow water, but the Cape Cod event marks the highest number of dolphins beached in a single land stranding. A total of 146 dolphins were involved, with 102 dolphins surviving. I'm Alexis Rope, VOA News.